no sense.
From the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia. This is Ashland Dave, public servant by day, distance runner by afternoon and evening, my alter ego. Well, I'm pretty much in the middle of a run. I've needed my podcast to get through a couple miles here, 9.6 miles into a 12-mile training run. And I'm not really bored with my own thoughts, but I figure if I recorded part of episode 27, I would be able to get through these last couple miles. I'm feeling pretty good overall. I've been out here for an hour and 37 minutes, and it's the week of, I guess, September 5th, Sunday, first day of the week. This is actually my last training run of my week of 35 miles. So I am in, I guess, mile 33 of my weekly mileage. And I think next week I'm going to have to bring it back a little bit. I think I may have bit off more than I can chew for this Runner's World Intermediate program, because it's not easy. And morning, hey man. I don't feel any injuries coming on, but I feel that if I continue up with this mileage, I will probably get injured from overuse, and that could very well ruin all my plans and expectations for the tail end of 2008 and then the beginning of my 40th year, 2009. But to keep this thing upbeat and positive, I've got new shoes on, Asics 2130s. I broke them in yesterday. After today, I'll have 16 miles on them. I really like them a lot. They're, of course, soaking wet right now. But I think I just trudged through shoes quicker than others. I trashed my other ones, and they're just asking to be tossed, so they're done. And these are some cool new colors, so it's kind of changed my whole look. Of course, the clothing I'm wearing today is supposed to be wicking, but there's no wicking going on whatsoever. None. All right, I think I'm coming up to some of my running friends here. I'm going to take a break. I don't want to be known podcasting in front of them. I just saw Penny, Rose, Mary Ellen. It's a little embarrassing because they had asked me to run this weekend, and I had declined because I'm on call for my job for the whole week, which means I'm subject to callback at any time, and I don't want to commit to something that I couldn't do. So here I am, running right past them. Actually, they looked like they were finished. Anyway, I got some cool events coming up, and I'll talk more about each, I'm sure, as the next couple weeks unfold. October 4th is a 24-hour endurance run. I'm going to run with the relay team, and that'll be a first time for me running on a relay, and first time running at night. Everybody that's going to do it, we met tail end of August, had a little happy hour. And I guess we didn't really start talking about it towards the end. A couple people volunteered to run at night. But I think it's going to be kind of hard to determine how the rotation goes. Some people are going to run faster than others. So we'll make sure we have flashlights. And I'm going to read up a little bit on running at night, night running. See if there's any tips. If any listeners out there have run at night, I'm talking about in the woods, in the middle of the night, not running in the evening in the dark. Why don't you send me a couple tips, ashlanddave@gmail.com, so I can use all the help I can get. And I'll share that with my team. Kind of elected myself captain. So I guess I'm supposed to have the answers. I will have some extra flashlights, so I'll bring those. And the second thing I'm very excited to talk about is I have planned a half marathon challenge here in Ashland, which we call the center of the universe. It's called the Blunt's Bridge Half Marathon Challenge, and it's designed to coincide with the weekend of the Worldwide Half Marathon that Steve Runner for Dipidations and his crew have kind of been doing, I guess, the last couple of years. Last year I ran the Baltimore Marathon the same weekend, and I didn't really get involved. But this year I'm registered, and I sent out a blast email to every single running friend I had and encouraged them to forward it. Last year we did a similar run. It wasn't part of the half marathon challenge, or the worldwide half, but we did the same route and had about 20 runners. I remember I did 8 miles of it because I wasn't up to half marathon distance at that point. It was a lot of fun. It's a hilly course. I advertise it as a great 13.1 mile hill workout. I'm a bit on a runner's high right now, I will freely admit. I'm getting a little winded, but the reason for the runner's high is that I haven't run double digits by myself in a long time, and I'm at double digits right now. And when I started out early this morning, I wasn't really sure where this adventure today was going to take me. I did about 6.5, and then looped by my house, fueled up again, and wish I'd eaten a banana at that point because I'm kind of hungry now, but I'll be done in a little bit. And I just kind of thought, you know what, let's go out and run and keep running. Let's see where it takes you. Well, here comes a train, so I'm going to be a little hard to hear in a second. But I just feel so free. And it's kind of like the mystery of endurance. Oh, it's an Amtrak, so it won't take too long to get past. Endurance running is kind of a portal. I'll talk about that in a second. I'm back. Endurance running is sort of a portal to an unknown adventure that, not necessarily a wilderness adventure, kind of a mental one that works in conjunction with a physical one. Every time you go out for that long run, you're not really sure how you're going to end up until you get there. Today is a particularly good day, whereas I felt strong enough and mentally strong to put out an episode here at the end of my training run, which thankfully is 1.4 miles away from ending. Some days that adventure can be really rotten, but today for me is really good. Morning, how you doing? will admit that I'm very much looking forward to this run ending. I'm really hungry right now. I really just want to go in, dry off. My shirt is just sticking to my chest and my back. My shorts are sticking to me. That's how humid it is. But I haven't really thought about that too much, because nothing's chafing or anything. I just didn't think I'd be able to get to this point by myself today. This is the first Saturday and since I think May 17th that I've run by myself on a Saturday morning. Totally. When I was down at the family reunion in Mississippi, I ran 8 miles by myself, and then, I don't know, five or six by myself, and then ran with others. Good drink of water. Speaking of Mississippi, and the hurricane is gonna come through there, Gustav, and I know several people down there. Got a lot of relatives on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. Long Beach. Well, I used to have one that lived in Diamond Head, but she moved to Oklahoma to get out of her FEMA trailer. I think I got a cousin in Pascagoula, Florida, which is to the east. Past Christiane. Some a little farther north in Hattiesburg. All these places are northeast of New Orleans. And my fellow podcaster Jody of ConfessionsOfARunner.com podcast lives down that way. I reckon they've all gotten out of Dodge. At least I hope they have. When I checked the news this morning, it was Category 3, down from a 4 when they went over to Cuba. So I'll keep all those people in my thoughts, prayers. Hopefully everything works out okay. I mean, not only does that wreck your home life when you have to leave, but it gets you out of, I mean, that's huge. I mean, you lose your training, any other personal goals you might have to add to the stress. And at that point, it's just survival. That's a whole different thing than endurance running, but I'm wearing my fuel belt today because I can carry 32 ounces of fluid at one time, which is a little bit more than my Ultimate Direction handheld water bottle. All right, just over one to go. And I also got a couple pouches. One, I got to carry my cell phone today. The reason for that is, like I said earlier, I'm on call for work. So every step I take is kind of being on borrowed time. And the phone rings, I gotta get home, go out, take care of something. It's only for a week, and my turn is up this week. So, depending on how much I get called out, will determine if my podcast comes out. I'll probably find a way to get it out, one way or the other. It adds a little stress. Yesterday morning, I think I woke up at 5:30. This morning I woke up at 6. So when I'm on call, I just kind of get up when I get up, see what I can get accomplished in case I get called in. It's just the nature of my job. That's my other ego, public servant. I mentioned a few minutes ago about trying to reach that portal into a new adventure. And it's kind of symbolic in a way, but if you think about it a little bit, and just kind of bear with me here. Physically, your body can take you pretty darn far. If you've fueled your muscles, if you're training them, they're going to take you a long, long way. It's your brain that makes the decision to quit or to slow down. Slowing down or quitting is a mental decision. It's not physical. It might be messages being sent from other physical parts of your body, but quitting is a mental decision. And if you keep it going, now today's not a, you know, exactly real long training run compared to ones that I'll be experiencing in a few weeks, but it's damn long enough. And continually seeking that new experience in my adventure today is being documented. Thoughts that are going through my head as I finish this 12-mile training run all by myself. Kind of learned a little bit of a new boundary for myself today. I can't remember the last time I ran this far by myself. I have to check my training log. So in that aspect, it's a new feeling for today. And I feel pretty good. I gotta get some more water. I'm really starting to hurt. Thank goodness this is only 12 miles. Well, how do you like that? I'm out of water. God, I didn't drink that much. I went by kind of fast. Should've been paying more attention. Should've brought that water bottle. I'm gonna try to go to Mass this morning. That's another reason I got up so early. Try to get this 2-hour run in. When I get home and cool off, I gotta do something at church. For being on call, I sure have a lot of plans. Generally, you just try to keep everything open so you don't ruin anybody else's outing or time. It's kind of a selfish thing, but it brings money in. I mean, I'm actually getting paid. I mean, theoretically, well, not theoretically, actually, I'm getting paid to run today. I get on call pay just for being available. That's pretty sweet. I hadn't really thought about it like that. As I finish up this half mile, I'm gonna share something with you that I did this week that may prove to be stupid, but it may also prove to be very rewarding. I signed up for the Charlotte Marathon before the price went up, and that's December 13th, Charlotte, North Carolina. I got a friend that lives down there. I'll be heading down there to visit him, his family. I'm not sure if my whole family's gonna make it or not. We may. I heard it's a hilly course. I read a lot of the reviews of it on marathon.com or marathonguide.com. A lot of people slammed it. A lot of people liked it. Generally, the people that like it, it's the first or second marathon they've PR, so you gotta read into those comments a lot. But you can get a feel for what people think if you look at how many marathons they've run, at what number Charlotte was in that. You can get a feel for how much weight to put on their review. For me, that'll be my fifth if I finish Outer Banks the month before. They're actually 5 weeks apart, I think. That should be enough to recover if you don't get hurt. And I'm really just doing that for kicks and giggles. That's going to be kind of the practice long run for my ultra training, which is going to be a different method. It's not going to be, you know, running the whole time. I'm going to have to try something different, and that's going to be my opportunity to try that. At least that's my plan as of today. That may change if Outer Banks Marathon in November is a total bust. I don't know. Have to wait and see. So that could prove to be a real stupid thing to do, or it could prove to be a real neat thing to do. Don't know. I've been there before. My brother used to live down there. So I've been downtown, but I really don't know where areas are as I look through the directions and the, you know, street to street directions on the Charlotte website. I think it's called the Charlotte Thunder Road Marathon. Kind of has a NASCAR theme. I think the water stops and aid stations are called pit stops, that kind of thing. And I think it's only a couple years old. So, you know, why not? You only live, get one chance at life, right? Hopefully I don't blow my knees out before my life is over. All right, I am at 11.93. Being the little bit anal retentive person that I am, I will go all the way to 12 miles, which is just, I could throw a rock to my finish up ahead, wherever that is. But I'll stick it out. I always do. I hate quitting. I took a couple walk breaks during this run today just to get some fluid in me. And actually came to a physical stop when I went in my house to down a few glasses of water before my wife helped me refuel my bottles. All right, I'm at 12. We're walking. I'll tell you what's cool. 2 hours, 44 minutes. That means I kept a pretty good pace for me, 10 minute mile. Thanks for coming along. See you on the other side.
Okay, well, let me correct that. That's actually 2 hours, 44 seconds, not 2 hours, 44 minutes. And that's a significant difference. I actually felt pretty good with that, with the timing. And also, I did check my running log. My last solo run of double digits was on January 27th of 2008, and that was 14 miles. I actually ran the Patrick Henry half marathon distance in reverse by myself, and I remember being, I remember questioning myself out there because I made some notes in my running log, you know, what I was, why I was doing that. But I was preparing for a March marathon, so I guess that was the reason. Anyways, I just wanted to correct that 2 hours and 44 seconds, not 2 hours, 44 minutes. Okay, let's get to the email bag here. I got several emails, and I got some links to other sites I'm going to include. Let me go retrieve the email bag here. Okay, Tim. Tim was from my Patrick Henry half marathon training team, and Tim is a veteran marathoner. However, this year was only the second, well, it was only the second time they ran the Patrick Henry half marathon, but he ran it last year also and just had a horrible day. So his goal this year was to come back and conquer the course. His comments were on the video, which is on the site at ashlanddave.podbean.com. That was a video I made of Patrick Henry half marathon. Tim said he really appreciated my support through the summer weeks, which made running the half marathon a real good time, erasing all the bad memories of 2007. Tim was very thankful for me taking on the coaching role. He said it fit me well, and I did it superbly. So thank you very much, Tim. That was very nice of you to say that. I appreciate the compliments. And Tim says, hope to see you down the line on some highway or byway. Tim, we'll probably cross paths again. Hope to run into you soon at some races or something. And I'm sure that, actually, I think you're coming out to run the Blunt's Bridge Half Marathon Challenge, if I'm not mistaken, which I'll talk about here in a few minutes. So I'll definitely see you next month. Rob over at the blog runninglitchfield.blogspot.com sent in a note thanking me for another great episode. I just love the compliments, as you can see. Rob has been taking my podcast with him on his long runs, and he's been huffing and puffing right along with me. See you out there. Rob, thanks for the email, the comment. Rob has a, he runs up in the Litchfield, New Hampshire area, and he's got a blog that he's pretty active on, putting lots of different information on it. And I'm going to put a link on the website, but it's at runninglitchfield.blogspot.com. So make sure you go check it out. And Rob, thanks again for the email. The next one was from Kim, and Kim actually was through the came through the Ashland area, I guess this past weekend, to visit her sister who lives in the Mechanicsville area of the county. And she said she was thinking about my podcast when she saw the Ashland signs on Interstate 95. And She apparently listened to some old podcasts while she was in her sister's neighborhood. And she was very complimentary of my friend Shelly, who was able to finish the half with the marathon with such a great time. And she was commenting on how it's definitely hard to turn off your competitive spirit and stay with someone when all you want to do is work on your time. And Kim, I definitely know what you mean. I definitely have a competitive side to me. It's not necessarily with other people, but more of a specific time I like to achieve. And I did feel a little bit about that on that day, and Shelly probably noticed that some at the end when I was thinking we might be able to break 2 hours and 20 minutes, and I was taking her hand and saying, come on girl, let's get going. I guess that was my competitive side coming out with about a half mile to go or less. But once I just kind of said, you know, I'm going to help somebody through this race, I was able to put that aside, knowing that my goal for that day was to ensure someone else's success. But I still have that competitive spirit, and maybe one of these days I'll be able to break my 157 in the half marathon. Kim is training for her first half in November, and she thought it was very inspiring to hear about all the first-time finishers. This past week she ran her longest distance ever, which was 7.5 miles, and she knows that the double-digit training run is on the horizon, and she's trying to mentally prepare herself. Kim, I would go back to and see if you can listen to episode number 10, Mental Toughness. I basically just copied a lot of other people's ideas on how they get through these long runs, but you might check out that episode for some ideas. Kim also acknowledged that she has a tremendous family support. Her husband's her biggest fan. She's got 4 kids. She gets all her kids out for the kids' runs when she can. She tries to get the race shirts a size larger so she can give those to her husband and out of to show support. And she works like 3 12-hour shifts a week. So managing kids and her work schedule and her training is definitely hard to fit in. And I definitely know what you mean, especially this week because I'm on call this week and I've had to juggle my training, which I think I'm up to 35 miles this week again. No, I might be dropped. I can't even remember. Let me check. Oh, I'm doing 37 miles this week. So I don't know how I'm going to fit all that in. But anyway, Kim, thanks for the email. Sounds like you have really, really gotten on a great program. You know, with starting off with just running 2 minutes straight, and here you got your half marathon as your next goal. So keep me posted. I'm very interested to hear how you do. And keep listening to the show. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the email. Rich from the Woodlands, Texas, my loyal listener, one of my first listeners, probably my first listener. His comments were on episode 26, which was about the half marathon race report. He was very happy to hear that everybody did so good in the half marathon. And I had told Rich that I was not going to be doing the Blue Ridge Relay this year. Rich had done a relay across Texas, I guess last year, year before, and said it was probably the best experience of his running life. And I told him that I wasn't going to be able to do it. And he said that he actually waited till he was 49 to run his first relay. So I guess it was this past year. And he said there'd be another opportunity to come by. And actually, Rich, a friend of mine, another friend named Shelly, is actually doing the Blue Ridge Relay. So and it's this coming weekend. So I can't wait to hear her report. And maybe I'll share some of that with the listeners if she sends me something. Rich's next race for the fall season is the 10 for Texas, which is a 10-miler right there in the Woodlands, Texas in October. And he's really looking forward to it. And Rich, I wish you the best. I'll have to look that one up and see when it is. And if you have the time, please send me a little report and I'll be happy to share it with everybody. Heather from Chesapeake, Virginia, sent in, and she is actually following the progress of a person named Tommy Neeson, who is running 2,300 miles from Maine to Florida in order to raise money and awareness for the Ronald McDonald charity. And she asked me if I'd be willing to put a link to his site on my site, so I went and checked it out. And sure enough, he is he's running. I guess he's in day 4 according to the website. He has a world record setting. He set the world record for running 50 kilometers on a treadmill, which had to have been incredibly boring unless he had lots of stimuli, I guess. He has actually had lost a child to cancer, so he's got a passion for running and a passion for helping others in need. He's in day 4, at least at the time of this recording, he's in day 4 of his quest. and he's calling it 4 million steps. So he's starting in Bangor, Maine, and he's trying to end later in Miami, Florida, and he's going to stop off at all different Ronald McDonald houses to visit and support the different families that are affected by cancer. I think this is pretty remarkable, and I'd like to encourage anybody that's interested in checking out this site to go to my site, which is ashlanddave.podbean.com, and check out the link. Or you can certainly put Tommy Neeson in any search engine. That's N-E-E-S-O-N, and certainly you'll get any articles on that. Heather also sent me a link to a local news story in her area, and I'll put that on the website also if you want to check that out. So, Heather, thank you very much for sending that in. I'm happy to share that with others. Anytime someone's putting forth such a remarkable effort to help other people, I'm happy to spread that around. So thank you very much for sending that in. Ari from New Jersey was responding to my complaint about the cost of Body Glide and the cost of running shirts. And he referred me over to zombierunner.com, which I am familiar with, but I did not know that they sold, I guess I should have known they sell Body Glide. They sell just about everything there. But he gave me some prices. They got the 1.3 ounce is $7.95 and 2.5 ounce is $12.95. And I think the 1.3 is the one I've been buying from Dick's Sporting Goods. And that sounds like a much better price. I wonder what the shipping is attached to that. I'll have to check that out. Ari said that that had been mentioned by Alan and Jeff over at the Running with the Pack podcast. So, Ari, I appreciate that. I'll have to check that out, definitely, because I'm looking for a better price. Ari also commented on the price of running shirts. And they have, he also mentioned that Amazon even sells the Body Glide 1.3 ounce for $8.99. So theirs is a little bit more expensive than Zombie Runner, but cheaper than Dick's Sporting Goods. So I'm, again, curious what to know what the price would be with shipping. I'll have to check that out. As for the running shirts, he referred me over to Target. They have a line of running clothes called C9. And Ari, I am familiar with those. I've got those are probably the best shorts that I have, or the ones I got there. They don't ride up. They're perfect length. They've lasted me a couple years, and they got good. I just don't like their shirts now. They're getting a little jazzy. I don't like the half sleeve cut, and so I haven't really found anything over there. But I'll have to keep checking. We have two Targets in our area that I can go to. One is closer to the house, and the one I sometimes can hit if I'm in the area when I'm at work, and they have different kind of fashions over there. So I appreciate that tip. I'll check it out, and thanks again for listening. I hadn't heard from you in a while, so it was nice to hear back. Got a message to pass on to Sean over at Trilogy Running Podcast. Just listened to your latest show, and you had questioned whether I'm in the Nike Plus system or not. I am not. A friend of mine, Tom, is. I don't really know a whole lot about it. I'm guessing it's something where you put your mileage up or your mileage gets emailed to somebody, or I'm not really sure what the system is. I'll have to check that out. So that's why you haven't seen me in there. But it sounds like you're listening to the show, Sean. I appreciate it. And keep those messages coming, those emails coming. I appreciate it a lot. I'm going to also include a link on the website to the Charlotte Marathon if you want to check that out. I'd mentioned that during the show. And I'm going to include a link to the Worldwide Half Marathon. I'm trying to organize a fun run, although it's not going to be that much fun because it's all hills. It's all rolling hills. I'm going to try to get an elevation check on this. But I'm organizing a run called the Blunts Bridge Challenge. I've already mentioned that, but I'm going to put a link to the Worldwide Half on my site, and I'm going to start promoting that. So guess that's about it. Appreciate you listening for this week. I'll be back next week for podcast episode 28. And this is Ashland Dave. We're reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Think global.
Think global.
Think global.
From Jerusalem to Japan, from Australia to Oslo, all over the world at the very same time, someone will be running with you.
In Spittle in the Street, Lincoln, England.
In Knoxville, Tennessee.
In Scotland.
Join a global Virginia community of runners and participate in this free, non-commercial, worldwide event that celebrates the joy of running with the challenge of a road race.
Run local.
Run local.
Run local.
Share your local experience with a global audience of friends and fellow runners in the Fitipidations Worldwide Half Marathon and Kick the Couch 5K Road Race. It's the Fitipidations Worldwide Half Marathon. To learn more, go to worldwidehalf.com. Think global, run local.